Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Hey, we got an open mic in there, buddies. Right now, this will be a very special, special 1911 University. From the beautiful climes of Nebraska, here comes Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Do you guys hear me saying that there's an open mic in the board there? Do you hear that?
I heard you say it.
Okay.
I don't have no open mic here.
All right, well, that's all right. We're just going to talk, and I'll handle that in the first break. So.
Word. Did you get a package today?
I got a package today. I got it right as the show was going, and my son, when he got up, I paid him more. I gave him $25 for gas, which is, well, that's about 2 gallons now. I gave him $25 for gas to go pick it up, and he went and picked it up, and I now have it.
Nice.
The working man's gun in 45 ACP, a single stack. It looks basic, but it is quite enhanced. I can feel that in the way the slide is running and everything else. I do want a recommendation, though, on mags.
Well, there's four of them in the bag. Well, there's one in the gun and three in the bag.
Right. But that ain't
enough. Did you look at the mags carefully?
I looked at them and I... Oh, okay. Yes. So Joe got a laser engraver. And
resist.
Yeah, the mag that was in the gun is engraved BF1. And I've got BF2 in my other hand. And I guess BF3 and 4 in there as well.
You are correct, sir.
So I will have to send every mag to you from here on out to where I have when we get to BF 12 or 13. I guess I'll call it a day.
Yeah, well, whatever mags you want from me, you just ask and I'll get them for you and I'll engrave them before I send them to you after they're tuned.
Now, are these all 7 rounders?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the only 8 rounders that really work with a darn D45 are the Chip McCormick's.
Right.
The CMCs, those work really pretty well. And from what I've seen so far, even though Chip sold his company to another company, they still work really well. Now, I got to tell you something, though, okay?
Okay.
I have another piece of this puzzle coming.
Oh.
That I'll send out to you probably, I don't know, next week sometime. Heidi will send it out to you. So, a friend of mine, I'm going to give a shameless plug.
Sure.
A friend of mine owns a company called Mag Slab, M-A-G-S-L-A-B, and he's made these for us in the past. It's a stand for your 1911, right?
Okay.
It's aluminum base, and it's got a polymer insert, and you put it looks like a magazine, you put your gun on there. It's what we take all the pictures with, right?
Right.
He made me a wood one, which you see the pictures of your gun on Instagram today.
Right.
He made that for me years ago, custom order. So anyways, he's trying to decide if he's going to stay in business or not. You know, the scandemic really hurt his business and costs have gone up. So I'm, you know, working all those stuff. But anyways, his name's Joe, and he's a super, super wonderful, wonderful man. And so I called him the other night because I wanted to order a couple of these, one for your gun and one for a couple of other clients. And he'd tell me, you know, he's trying to decide if he's going to get out of the business or not. And I said, well, how many of these do you have left? And he's like, I don't know, I think I got like 3 dozen. I said, I'll take them all. And he says, what? I said, I'll take them all. What's the price for all of them? So he's shipping them all to me. So I'm going to laser engrave them. So on yours, I will be able to personalize it however you want, you know. And so you have a stand, a custom stand for your new WMG.
That'd
I think
cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That is kind of cool. You have some more of these magazines like you sent, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a pile of them here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just didn't know how many you wanted, so I figured I'd send you four, and that's good enough to get started.
It is good enough to get started. I can circulate, and that's enough for social work. However, since for me capacity is king, I'll shoot you a text while we're in the middle of this particular.
How many more mags you want? Just tell
six
me right now.
Six.
You want six more mags? Okay, I'm writing it down on my little paper here. Bill, six more 45 mags. All right, I'll get them done. Heidi's out of town right now at her folks' place. But when she gets back, I'll have her mail them out to you.
So let's see. We got about 3 minutes here. So let me give you the my impression of the gun. Now, the first thing, we got about 3 minutes in this segment. We got three segments after that, though. My first impression of this is like the grips really interest me because when I got it and I pulled the plastic off of it, I wiped some of the grease that it was coated in off, and I thought I had left towel lint all in the grip, except that's just a reflection of the way it works. This is actually quite tactile and quite a good feel to it. The slide, when I'm running the slide on it, now the slide puts me in mind of a... It's stiff, which... I kind of like. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to... Although, I've already been in touch with Lynch Holsters. I already posted a picture on Amazon of it in front of your website. As having arrived during the radio broadcast, and I've already put in a message to Mr. Lynch at Lynch Holsters that I am now in need.
Yeah, skip the suede lining.
Why? Why would I skip the suede lining? Is that too difficult to reholster?
We'll talk about it off air, but for appendix carry, it's amazing.
Right.
For outside the waistband carry, it caused me a few issues that without it I wouldn't be having. And it's not Ryan's problem. It's my problem because I'm the one that said, hey, let's make one of these and see how it works.
Right.
Right? But suffice it to say, I'm about to pull the suede out of the inside of my outside the waistband holster because of the issues it causes with you're trying to draw on the gun camming and getting caught on the suede.
Gotcha.
So yeah, when you order your holster from Ryan, just tell him skip that, and he'll be like, God.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that you should never have happen is you should never ever have your holster come with the gun when you're drawing the gun, and that sort of sounds like that's what might be going
right
on there.
Exactly.
Just for everybody's, you know, I keep one of the things I say about Joe's guns is that they are always worth the weight. And I have to say that this gun that just arrived today is absolutely worth the weight, and it's a little bit unique, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that when we get back. If you are interested in looking at this gun, it is on Instagram right now at Chambers Custom. It is also on Instagram at Lock and Load Radio. And, you know, this was built by one of Joe's people, by the apparently very talented Kevin.
Yes.
And, of course, Joe tested everything before he let it out of his clutches. And we're going to talk about this, what went into this and everything else. This is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis DeSantis Holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com, which I think I have a holster from DeSantis that is going to fit this new Chambers pistol that just came in. This is 1911 awesome. University with Joe Chambers, in addition to my Lynch holster that I'm going to get made by young Mr. Lynch. So let's talk about this. Now, the first thing that anybody, and it's interesting because I got the notification that it was there as the show was going to start. And as much as I wanted to say, oh, that's it, I'm not going to do the show, I got to go get this gun, I had to do the show because you were coming on the show. I had guests, you know, I got obligations. So my youngest son, who's here, I talked him into going to getting it for me. And I told him, I said, since you're going to be the one actually going through the background check and everything, technically it will be yours, but don't get any ideas. And the first thing he said, is this the one without the backup sights on it? And I said, yes. And he said, oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. This gun has no backups on it at all. This is what? This is a Holosun 507C optic on it. And it has some nice little texturing. Are these pinstripes on the top of the slide?
No, they're ball cuts. Polished ball cuts. Mm-hmm.
Got some front serrations, got some rear serrations, and it's got a nice little light rail on it if I decide to run a light, although both of the holsters I have don't have a light. I probably won't run a light on it unless I find a holster that will take it and the light that I choose to put on it. This is curious to me because my first gun was built by Eric.
Right.
And when I got that gun from Eric, that gun apparently, that slide fit was a little bit different. It has not changed one molecule since I got it.
Right.
But it is a little bit different. Is that because this one is sprung maybe a little heavier? The 45?
It's a couple of reasons. One, because it obviously the springs. That has an 18-pound main recoil spring and 23-pound mainspring because of the 45. Two, because that's a single stack, and so you have full contact down the sides of the sides, top, and bottom of the frame rails because they're full frame rails there. Whereas the wide bodies, you know, they have the cutout.
Right.
And so you don't get full contact. So those are a couple of reasons why it's a little bit different fit. Also, I will say that, you know, we didn't shoot, like on your fat WMG, we probably shot 200, 300 rounds through it after bluing.
Right.
This gun, Kevin and I, because the 45, and it's a lot, you know, it's a lot different. It's a lot more simple. we shot, I think, 50 rounds through it after bluing, and it was rolling. And I was like, let's send it before we scratch it. That's literally what I told him. Yeah. I was like, let's send it before we scratch it. He's like, sounds good, boss.
Yeah, you should pass on to Kevin. Maybe Kevin will be at SHOT Show. Would Kevin be at SHOT Show maybe this year coming up?
Probably not. I don't think any of us are going to SHOT Show ever again.
Okay. Well, that's sad for me, Joe. That means I got to drive to Nebraska.
Hey, sacrifices must be made.
Must be made. Even, you know, I know what you said. I was talking to Joe about, hey, you know, I just drive up there if you want me to. And he's like, no, Bill, gasoline is so much. Even with the price of gas, I checked, it'd still be cheaper for me to drive. Because airfare has gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're flying Brandon up here middle of July, and the one flight, his flight going home, if he leaves here at 5, if he leaves the airport, which means we have to leave the shop, if he leaves the airport at 5:30, which means we have to leave the shop at 3 in the morning, it's $400 cheaper than if he flies out at 9 a.m.
Wow.
And I'm like, 5:30 it is.
You'll be home early, Brandon.
I told him. I says, yeah, you're going to be home early. Well, the flights from where he lives, they only route through one of two places. So he's in Baton Rouge, and he's coming to Omaha, and he either has to fly through Dallas, which is just a short puddle hop over and then up, or he has to fly through Charlotte. I'm like, yeah, dog, I'm not making you fly through Charlotte. That's retarded. I'm not doing that. That's like an 11-hour plane flight by the time you figure in the layover and all that. So 5:30 it is for the less expensive, shorter flight. Whatever.
When I was talking to Joe about this gun, what I wanted was, and Lynch is busting me up right now on Instagram Messenger.
I'm watching him.
First of all, he wants to know about the grips.
Yeah, so those grips were developed by my friend Doc King at Kinsight in Atlanta, Georgia. They were developed by DAW for a government organization for use. And the original KFS sharkskin grips were desert tan, so they looked pink. And when he brought them out, I mean, the organization that he developed them for loved them because of how they work. They work amazing. But when he brought them out, people were like, why'd you make pink grips, bro? And he's Chinese, and he's like, they're not pink, you know, they're tan. And everybody's like, no, they're pink. And then he showed everybody the sand that they gave him to match the color of, and the sand was pink, too. So, anyways, after some prodding, he finally made them in black, which has become his best seller. And we're one of the biggest sellers of sharkskin grips in the country. They're actually nylon 66 polymer. So if they're too aggressive, you could sand them down.
Right.
If they're not aggressive enough, you can leave them alone. And I have some other grips here that I wanted to talk to you about that I'll send you for the gun, but I wanted to get it out the door. And so Kevin was like, well, what grip should we put on it, boss? And I says, put shark skins. Bill will like shark skins for the range. They'll work.
So these are shark skins?
Yep, those are the KFS shark skins.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't think, you know, if I have to, I'll sand off the side that's going to be close to my body, but I don't necessarily want to do that, do away with what those are. Hang on for a second. We're talking to Joe Chambers about my latest Chambers gun. This is 1911 University. Very fitting because I have a classic 1911 right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Global share markets rose Thursday despite the U.S. Central Bank's announcement of the large 0.75 percentage point hike in interest rates. Australian financial journalist Alan Kohler.
The market now is betting that the Fed funds rate, which is what they call their cash rate, will peak at 4%, up from an expected peak of 1.5% at the start of the year.
The central bank, like others around the world, is looking to curb rampant inflation against a backdrop of slowing growth and a deteriorating currency. North Korea has begun repairing a second tunnel at its nuclear test facility, while earlier restoration work appears ready to conduct an underground nuclear detonation. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said Wednesday that refurbishment work has stopped at the site's tunnel number 3, indicating preparations are ready for a 7th nuclear test. This is USA Radio News. U.S.-led coalition forces captured a senior Islamic State leader in an operation conducted Thursday in Syria. The captured leader of the terrorist organization was not named, but described in a statement from Operation Inherent Resolve, the U.S.-led military mission to defeat ISIS. Officials say the leader is an experienced bomb maker and facilitator who worked their way up the group's ranks to become one of the top leaders of its Syrian branch. NASA announced Wednesday it discovered two rocky exoplanets similar to Earth orbiting a dwarf star near our solar system, but are believed to both be too hot to sustain life as we know it. The space agency's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, said the planets are 33 light-years away, some of the closest rocky exoplanets ever found. Pat Brennan, NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program Manager, said NASA now has the advantage of the James Webb Space Telescope. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Got one downstairs that this gun's about to gonna try it on. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. It's I only get to have one like this every now and again. The last time I got one like this, it was because my fat WMG working man gun, the C, was here. It had just arrived, and now the WMG and 45 ACP, which is simple and elegant, and I have a sense it's going to be quite ineffective. That got delivered today, and now I was trying to get this here before this hour showed up, just so we could talk about it. One thing that Mr. Lynch in the of Lynch's Holster says: backup sites are dead.
Yeah.
Now, do you have I see a lot of these guns that you have sending out. I'm going to presume a lot of people want backup sites.
Oh yeah, obviously. Because at some places they have to have them. You know, if you're a police officer, and your department may just require them, period.
Right.
If you're a military guy, you may just flat out have to have them. And that's cool, you know. And it's not a bad idea to have them on a gun. You know, it's not terrible. But with the modern optics we have, and most of us have more than one gun, so if our dog died and we can't put another one on right now, tonight in our office or our shop, we can grab a different gun and roll until we got another dog. That's not a huge deal. And if you take that gun out and you shoot it, I challenge you to do this.
Oh.
Take the gun out, turn the dot off, stand back at 25 yards with a silhouette-sized target, put the gun on the target, looking through the glass of the dot with no dot
sure.
on, and,
sure.
shoot the gun and see how well you do.
I've actually done that, actually, with the Fat WMG. So I was sort of ahead of you on that one because when after I took Steve's class, I did not have the Fat WMG when I took Steve's Red Dot Sight class. I did not have the benefit of that because that had been the only gun I took. But while I was in the class, somebody was talking about how important it is to have that, and Steve said, well, you know, with the optic, you still have a window to look through.
Right.
And I mean, if your dot is zeroed right, well, it's going to be in the middle of your glass, and you know it's very easy right. to put the target in the middle of your glass. So it's that's always a good thing. But the backup sights, I had a Glock that I put some put a optic on. And it had the suppressor sights on it, and it wouldn't fit into a holster because of that front suppressor sight. So I pulled that off, even though that meant that I wasn't going to have a co-witnessing sight. And I just said, well, I don't need one because I had a Holosun 509T.
Right.
So I just didn't feel like I needed one. So, I mean, my exposure to chambers has led me to this thing. What were your thoughts on this gun as far as the design and everything?
I thought it came out exceptionally well.
Yes.
You know, Kevin executed the gun to my highest level of standards. You know, he has come along. You know, he was already a gunsmith when he came here. He already knew how to run machines properly, which is hugely beneficial. All I did was took his gunsmithing knowledge and turned it into 1911 knowledge. And he just flat out produces a magnificent firearm.
Yeah.
I mean, I just sold one that he built as a test gun for me. It's a Fat WMGR. And I sold it for $9,500.
Wow.
It was just an absolute masterpiece. I mean, it was a laser beam. We were shooting steel at 250 yards with it. You know, so his ability to build a properly built gun is, and especially in the short time that he's been here, is really astonishing. He puts his head down and he does his job and he does it exceptionally well. And, you know, he's very detail-oriented. When you take that gun apart, I doubt you'll find a single detail out of line on that gun. I mean, I looked it over to make sure, but when I looked it over, I was like, yep, we're good here. Blew it. You know, and it's really nice to have somebody that's fun to work with in the shop. You know, and of course I have Eric and Brandon comes up, but it's nice to have somebody, you know, guys that are fun to work with in the shop that do exceptional work. That you don't have to babysit all the time, and you know when they're finished with it, you can look it over, you can shoot it. There's very few tweaks that need to be made, and rock out, you know.
I'm duly impressed by this. This is I think everybody, if you're going to have a 1911, if you're going to have a single stack 45, I think it should be very utilitarian. And at the same time, now this gun does have a guide rod.
Yep, full length guide rod. Better for function, easier to take the gun apart.
Yep, it has. It does come with a paper clip for you to help you get the guide rod out if you want to break it down that way. What do we call this barrel? The way this barrel is set in the front of the slide, it's quite handsome. Whatever it is called.
So that's a tapered sleeve cone barrel. Instead of a traditional bushing, and that's an option on WMGs, an upgrade option. And, you know, it makes the gun much easier to take down. It's a cleaner look on the front. It's not traditional looking, right, because there's no bushing.
Yeah.
It's much easier to take down so you can maintain it easier. And there's people ask me all the time, well, what's the difference in accuracy between a cone barrel and a bushing barrel? They shoot the same if they're fit the same. You know, if they're fit properly, they shoot the same. My personal opinion is I think cone barrels last longer. The fitment up front lasts longer. But, you know, I get guys that are like, nope, got to have a cone, got to have a bushing barrel. I like traditional look. Okay, cool. We build that for you. No problem, you know. But for you, you know, you and I talked about it, and you're like, no, I want a cone barrel. Okay, cool. That's what I want you to have. You know, I want you to have whatever you think is going to make you happy, and that gun right there, that'll ring them out. I mean, I can guarantee you, if I were to ransom rest test that gun, it would be a sub-inch-and-a-half gun at 50 yards for 10 shots.
Wow.
No doubt in my mind. Yeah. But you will never outshoot that gun. Let me just put it to you that way.
Well, I don't have a hard time believing that, Joe. However, I am going to, I was out the other day and, I'll tell you about this in the next break. I'll tell you about this in the next segment because we got the next break coming up. Today, my second Chambers pistol has arrived. It is well worth whatever you put into it. Those of you that are in this market, you know how much custom 1911s cost. Every dollar that you spend on one of these is wrung out of the gun, and when you get it, you will be very pleased with what arrives at your doorstep. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
TheGuns.com radio studio. This is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University, which is very fitting because I got a Joe Chambers 1911 delivered to me today. And, yeah, this gun's going to get, when we take it out on the range, there's going to be a variety of people shooting this thing. A variety. Because there's a few people been waiting on it. Like, there's one guy that listens and is a big fan of yours named Brett Dunn. And what he does is he builds, he's a competitor. He's not a full-time builder, but he'll buy a inexpensive 1911 and pull it apart and spend about $2,000 on it fixing it up. And then they shoot pretty good. They shoot amazingly well. So he's definitely got the knack, but then again, at the same time, you know how we were fanboying over John Farnham?
Yes.
He'd be fanboying over you. So I am interested in one thing, though. So you think the 7-round mags are the way to go?
Yeah, I like them. They work. They're reliable. Have any issues with them, and they're fairly inexpensive, so when one breaks or something does go wrong, you throw it in the trash and you get another one.
Right. I actually think I have a Chip McCormick laying around here somewhere. I just don't know what I did with it. Oh, there it is. I sure do. Got it. Is it? Well, you would think it's a... Load that sucker up, too. I don't know what the deal is with that one, why I have one, but I have one. With this gun, do you think, is it going to feed a hollow point pretty easily? I haven't even looked at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll feed a hollow point pretty easily. Yeah. Just asking. I don't know who makes these. I've got a variety of let me put on my glasses and look at this. It puts me in mind of the do you remember the round they called the flying ashtray?
Yep.
This puts me in mind of this.
Sierra 230 grain gold dot, or Sierra 230 grain hollow point.
Yeah. I've got some that look like that. I don't think they're Sierra though. And then I've got some critical duty, which I know that'll feed.
Oh, yeah.
I know the critical duty will feed quite readily. So, yeah, we'll run these. I might get some Chick McCormick's, but I'm going to go. They should have let you do the last man standing guns for Bruce Willis.
Well, if I'd been in business at the time.
Would that be a prerequisite for actually being able to do the guns to actually be in business at the time?
I mean, that is one of my people ask me, what's your all-time favorite 1911 movie, blah, 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 and I got a bunch of them, But Bruce Willis in Last Man Standing is one of them. He's sitting there in that room loading up what looks like 100 magazines.
Yeah, I was wondering where he carries them.
Yeah, exactly. Where you got a backpack, a satchel? Where are you putting all the magazines, Bruce?
Yeah, I was wondering where he was carrying them. I was wondering the whole thing. He's double fisting it in that. He's double gunning it in that movie, and that means that you got to take them and stack them side by side to reload both of them at one time, which I kind of think sort of defeats the whole purpose of having a semi-auto pistol. But yeah, that's a fun one. That's a fun
Under
one.
Under Siege is a good one.
Well, I mean, Steven Seagal is a big 1911 guy, isn't he?
Yes.
What is it about that he loves so much?
He's old school, man. He just likes them.
Yeah.
I built him a bunch of them, and he just digs 1911s. He's got a few of the guns or whatever, but he likes 1911s.
The interesting thing is that my Henrys came back finally from getting the action slicked up a little bit.
Right.
And I've got it now. Now I've got this. And I feel like I need to go and apply for a job on the set of Yellowstone.
Nice.
I would fit right in with that. I would fit right in with that. We're talking about taking my Henrys and fabricating some sort of a skeletal buttstock on it, because I told him what the trend was, right? And he can do it. He's got CNC machines. He can cut one right out. How much does the one that you've got coming for yours weigh? Did you ever get it?
Yeah, I got the stock. Well, I got the whole thing put together. I just haven't had it Cerakoted yet.
The more I see that, it seems like Chris Costa has gone full 1911, or not 1911. He's gone full lever gun too. He just pushes lever guns out. He's got classes now for lever guns.
Yeah, oh yeah. I watched a couple of his videos, and he can run them too, son.
Yeah.
He's working them out.
Yeah. He's a little guy. He's running that 45-70 like it ain't nobody's business.
Yeah, he's doing the work with that thing. I mean. It's one thing for a guy to be like, oh, I like this, whatever. But it's another thing when a dude takes it serious, and he's like, okay, I'm going to show you how to run this. Boom, 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 right. Boom, 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 boom. And you're like, oh, yeah, you do know how to run this. And that's impressive to me, that's to be applauded.
Yeah, I watch that stuff, and to me that makes it sort of a viable gun. But one of the reasons he's able to run that gun the way he does, Joe, is because he has a compensator on him. He's not putting a can on it and forcing all that gas back in his face. He might have one with a can, but he's got integrated compensators on these things, which you could buy at Ranger Point Precision.
I'm going to get one eventually, or I may make my own.
Well, that was the other thing I was about to say. You could probably make your own if you wanted to. Probably be better than this one, but and if you do,
well, I don't know.
I'd like a copy of it.
If I do, I'll make two.
So yes,
then Fisher will be like, "Where's mine?"
Yes, this 1911 I have is 100% functional now. Well, it's 100% functional straight out of Joe's hands. It is simple, and it is probably quite a deadly pistol with somebody that might take the time to practice with it, and that's going to be me. And I'm going to practice with this and run this with great joy, but this does mean when one door closes, another opens, because the next gun I get from Chambers Custom, I have been told Joe himself is going to build. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'll just tell you, whenever you get around to that project, you can pick 90% of the attributes. If there's something that you know, Joe will call you, do you want a crown barrel? Do you want serrations on the front? You know, he's asking, he's got a little list and checking it twice, but yeah, when that time comes, if it's built by you, and listen, hey, the gun by Eric, and these are outstanding.
I'm glad you like them.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to build you like a 9mm single stack, because everybody needs a 9mm single stack.
Hey, well, you know.
Shoot a 9mm single stack one time, you'll be like, and we're done.
Yep. So, I can only imagine what yours would be like. I can only imagine. I know what your single, I know what your double stack is like, but we're about to run out of time. So first things first, you give my regards to Kevin and tell him I said thank you. I thank you myself. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for the gun. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. And thanks for having me on the show again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.